Sup? We're here to jingle those bells. We're the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Steve.
Lucas.
And I am Nick, and even though technically we're recording this beforehand, it's going to be posted afterwards, so Merry Christmas to everybody! It's after Christmas.
Happy Holidays. We're politically correct here at Trophy Husbands.
Screw how.
Ah, yeah, right.
Politically incorrect, you're just incorrect in life.
Mostly yes. The latter.
But, you know, happy whatever the hell you celebrate from us to yours. Hopefully, you know, it's good.
Except for your mean uncle.
Just ruined people, ruins the holidays with politics.
Yes.
You have one of those, I'm assuming?
A grandfather, but...
Same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are actually recording on the following Sunday of the previous recording that we did on Saturday.
Yep.
So we have some Saturday night exploits to speak of. We all went over to our friend Libby's place for Friendsmas.
Yeah, that was
fun. Which was great. Our friend Tom prepared some beef Wellington and mashed potatoes and green bean casserole.
The potatoes were good. I just when I went and got mine, I was like, took my fork, the first bite, this really hard potato, and I pulled up, it's like half a potato that's just the one thing in it that did not get mashed.
It was the one piece that somehow did not get mashed.
Alright, this is too heavy. My fork's about to break.
But everything else was very good.
Everything was delicious.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
We're all sitting there afterwards, just like glazed
food babies.
Do we want to go to Murph's? I don't. I'm feeling good for now.
I mean, we sat there.
Maybe later.
Considering, like, Alex and I got there late. Well, late, like around like 6 or 6:15. We sat there from that point on until nearly 10 or 10:15, just like drinking beer and talking. Marcus passed out at one point.
Yeah, took myself a fucking power nap. Of
course, his eyes were so red; he looked like he was smoking reefer or something.
Seriously, you got up. I was like, "Who you been hanging out with? Did Rachel come back to town?"
No, everyone was like,
"Didn't hear the giggle."
I was just like, "You all right, man?" I'm just like, "Yeah, what's up?" I just took a nap, and they're just like, "You sure?" And I'm like,
you had, like, Terminator eyes going, dude.
Yeah,
like,
no, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, fuck. Which Cheech and Chong movie did I just walk
exactly.
out of?
Yeah. A cloud just comes from the living room as Marcus emerges.
Yeah.
That's about it. But, so I ended up bailing out early on the night. Alex was tired, so we never made it to Murph's. I would have liked to, but no bigs. But the rest of you guys made it, and, there were some exploits here that I've missed out on. I want to hear some stories.
The rise and literal fall.
Oh, Steve! And there's the title of this episode.
I don't know. I climbed the table and I was like, well, are you gonna let me out? No.
Well, they were in the process.
Yeah,
of moving.
But you said no. But we're like, okay, fine. We started moving. But that's the very end. We have to come back to that later.
So anyways, I climbed the table, and I jumped. And before I was doing that, me thought was, don't lock your knees. Don't lock your knees.
And you locked your knees?
I jumped, locked my knees, went, ugh.
Yeah, you
can. And then Will looks at me, he's like, you're not okay. I'm like, I'm fine.
Give me a second. Just give me a second. Just give me a fucking second. I was like, okay.
I happen to look over and see you just, like, one swift motion, get up on the table and just jump. Like, no second thought.
Yeah, it's like, we're doing this.
Like, action Steve is action.
Luckily,
action
like,
Steve!
The only bouncer that saw was Bobby, but he was off the clock last night.
And he's like, I don't care.
He yelled, like, Steve, get the fuck off the table. And then Steve was getting off the table. So, and Bobby's like, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, Bobby literally is just like, I'm not even on the clock. I'm not dealing with this. But, yeah, I look over, and I see you jump, and you land, and you can immediately tell you are not okay.
Just crumpled.
He didn't even crumple. He just, well, you ever seen, like, somebody, they land, and they just don't move, and you see it, like,
feel like the full shock and horror, like, oh, shit.
I broke my knees.
I did something bad.
Yeah.
It was only one. It wasn't both.
Yeah. But It's like, oh no, is he gonna fall? What?
Your career as a competitive pole dancer will have to be on the sideline for now. Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Sad.
I can throw singles at you in your downtime, though. You know, laying in bed, just like.
Explain to me how we got to that point in the night, though.
Well,
because I mean, at Libby's, Steve did kill a growler's worth of actually a pretty strong beer. I think that was like what we got it last weekend. It's like a 10.5 or something like that, right? Nine.
Holy.
I say, like, he killed a full growler of that.
I forgot
so
about the growler.
That's like a 5 or 6 beers of 9.5. So that's gonna make anybody start feeling a little good. And then you had another beer or two before leaving too.
I had one.
Yeah.
Just say.
But I say, and that's just what I'm saying that I saw, so I don't know what you got once you hit the bar.
Yeah, and then we got to the bar, and Steve was just like, he had everywhere he was going, he had his beer in his cup and his pitcher.
Yeah, there were wells in there, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, did you have wells?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the whole night, Steve is just having too much fun. He's like, no filter tonight, my girlfriend's gone!
He literally said that at one point. Yeah. He's just like, Maggie's not even here. I'll say whatever I want.
He's like, woo! And he's just like every so often, just throwing his fists in the air, like, woo! I'm number one! Woo!
It's like, no fun. It's like, Steve, you good? Fucking great!
Yeah!
That just makes me think of one time I was out with a friend of mine, Lil Bradley's a little brother of one of mine and Steve's friends from high school, and we were out drinking, and he used to come out with us regularly, but then he got a girlfriend and kind of locked him away. But
that tends to happen.
But he was out the one time without his girlfriend, and we used to always basically play flip cup with a pitcher, like we'd just, you know, buy a pitcher, and we'd go, and then on the last round of the pitcher, whoever lost would get the next pitcher. And so, him and I were essentially playing this game by ourselves, and I'm a lot better at it than him, and I can hold my alcohol a lot better than him. And so, he had bought the first pitcher, he lost that one, so he got the next pitcher, he lost that one. He goes to get a third pitcher, I'm like, Lil Bradley, and like, this is over maybe a half hour span, like, we were doing it pretty fast. And I was like, Lil Bradley, you might want to take it easy here. He's like, the girlfriend isn't here. I have to drink while I can. So that's what that made me
my
think.
My favorite was because Steve accidentally spilled a beer all over Dante. And Dante, as we were saying, just absolutely exploded. Like it was just like right down his pants. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You serious? Oh my god, fucking kidding me, dude? And it goes all over the seat, too. And he's like, I'm not fucking sitting there. The seat's fucking wet. I'm not going to... And Dante just storms off and doesn't even go to the bathroom. I think he just, like, walked to the back bar for a minute and just, like...
just steamed.
And so he's like, oh, my God. No, I feel so bad. No. I feel... oh, no. Why did I do that? No. Oh, he's so mad. He likes tequila, right? I'll give him tequila. But Dante did not want the tequila. But
eventually Dante is kinda like, alright.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, you were showing remorse.
You're hammered.
I'm not mad at you, it's just my pants are wet.
Yeah. And then you guys, like, bro hugged it out, and he took the shot of tequila, and then he's just like, why didn't you give me a lime?
Yeah, I couldn't win for a loser.
You tried, though.
No salt or lime.
Hey, man.
Just straight tequila.
You know what the best part was? It wasn't fucking me this time.
Steve took the belt this weekend.
Yeah, Steve, now you are...
You are the holder of the belt, and because next weekend is a
holiday, in the form of this embrace.
And because next weekend is a holiday weekend, you're most likely going to hold on to the belt for the next 2 weeks here.
I don't gun a Murph so often, so.
So you know when you do, you gotta live it up. Man, I'm really bummed that I missed hard going Steve. Cause
I was I was thoroughly delighted because I was like mostly sober, and I was just like, I want to reap all the benefits of this entertainment tonight. I want to witness this and remember.
Looks like I know what it's like for once now. Yeah. I'm on the other side.
I went to Libby. I was like, is this the shit that happens every week, and I'm just too out of it? I was like, yeah.
Welcome to the fucking world.
Exactly. Like, it's hilarious because I remember is a couple weeks back. And I was decently toasty because I had walked down that night. And I'm sitting there with Libby, and her and I are just talking, like, watching something you were doing. Like, you were just being a complete idiot. And there was someone else with you that was just hammered. And she just looks at me, and she's like, you know, the sad thing is that I know you've had more than both of them, and you're still a lot better than both of them. I'm like,
I'm sorry that I don't have a machine in my body that literally pumps alcohol out of my sweat glands or something. I guess that's how it works for you.
That means if you, like, you licked me, you'd start getting drunk. Don't get any thoughts, Luke.
No wonder Alex always looks tired.
Oh my god. It's like last 9:30. I want to go home. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Went to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, we stayed up like an old couple in red for like an hour. Then we're like, okay, let's go to bed.
You each have your like side lamps with your nightlights.
Not quite that bad, but yeah, it was just like, eh.
Nick's got his monocle on, and it's just like, honey, taffy stocks are up 3%.
Get up early. Be ready to invest.
But dear, the stocks aren't open on Sunday. Dang! Spoiled again!
Monday it is. We'll go down to your favorite eatery and get breakfast. How's that sound, sweetheart?
Lovely, dear.
But yeah, so Steve was in rare form. I got a little toasty myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, not too bad, though. Not too much.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But, I mean, you also have a cold.
Like, which... Yeah, it was how that cough medicine shot.
Dude, that cough medicine was godly.
Well, it was so funny, because we're sitting there, we're drinking and whatnot, and Marcus had just woken up, and he got his cough medicine, and we're like, oh, Marcus, you have been drinking. Now we see how you're partying tonight.
Yeah, fucking DayQuil for the win. I'm going to be partying by breathing in, like, 24 hours. It's going to be fantastic.
Wait, what did you do? Because you... When we went to West, where did you just like go in and out of West like real quick and came back or?
Well, we were going to go to a friend's place and then like lines got crossed and apparently they weren't hanging out there, so it's like we literally dropped you off, mm-hmm. got to where we were gonna go. I looked at my phone and it's like, oh, well, never mind. Let's go back to Libby's then, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Gotcha. I said you got back quicker than I did, so
yeah.
I figured you'd, like, started a fight or something. And you're like, yeah, just walked, out, get the fuck out.
Just walked in and, like, flipped the tables.
Just like, yeah, I'm here, what's up?
Fuckers, I'm here.
I'm all hopped up on cough medicine, mother effers!
Same shit.
So Steve, did you end up leaving the bar then at closing, or...?
No. As soon as it happened... We were walking out.
When did it happen?
I thought it was like 1:15, 1:30 maybe.
Yeah, we already decided we were leaving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
so it was like the night was done for Steve at that point anyway.
I was like, yeah, this is alright.
Well, I just laughed because like I saw Luke's text and then at one point I got up to use the restroom around like 4:30 this morning and I hear the shower running. And I'm walking by, and I just hear Steve singing in the shower, and I'm like, he must have been feeling pretty good tonight.
What was your song of choice?
I don't know what it was.
Singing in the rain.
I was in the shower. I was in the tub again. I went back.
I heard running water, so it might have been while you were filling it up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was the tub. And then I read online, and it was like, you're not supposed to be in hot water.
No, that's dehydrates you more.
Well, no, it was because it would increase the swelling, is what it said. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, man. Oh, well. I'm going to do it again anyways.
Whatever.
Supposed to ice it, Steve.
It felt good, though.
Well, it's like, have you ever, like, gotten drunk in a hot tub? You get hammered so much more quickly. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's true.
So, your drunk didn't go away for a while.
Just got to find a hot tub and rip some shots, and we'll be fine.
Exactly.
I don't think we can all
like
in that tub.
No. No.
Hey, there's a will, there's a way.
I mean, Will does look down the street, so
there is a Will. So there's more people.
Oh, man. So I saw on Snapchat, Dale came back.
Dale came to everybody. Like, Liz was giving everyone Dales on their thumbs.
Oh, jeez.
Is still right now? No, he's gone.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Liz and Will stuck around for as long as they did.
How long were they there for?
So, like, when that one, Steve...
Oh, really?
Because they took Steve home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were around then for a bit.
And because Liz is just like, Murphs, ew! Don't go! But I think Libby was all like, well, I'm graduating in a couple days, and I'm going to be gone. Like, so feel bad and be my friend.
Exactly. And you missed Friendsmas, so yeah. What up?
Uh-huh.
Which was, again, amazing.
Delicious.
Oh, it was a blast.
Delicious.
So delicious.
You should check out our Snapchat stories from last night. They won't be able to.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is going up in 2 weeks, so...
go back in time.
Yes.
Yeah. If you can go back in time far enough.
But we want to post up the one. We do want to post up the one Snapchat that Steve took onto the Twitter.
That was good.
That was flawless.
That was flawless trophy husbands.
Us being us.
So cool.
Me being me.
Yeah, gross. Me being you. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
Except for me.
But there was a Luke under a young woman's blouse.
Please, it was off.
I mean,
I just need you to call me Mr. Grinch.
We're going to call you Tiny Tim.
You're a sore one. Tiny Tim.
Remix!
We can tell by your limp.
Oh. I mean, technically.
It's really not a fable that you jumped from that table. Tiny Tim.
I showed you what I ordered last night.
Yeah.
I ordered a. It's like a crutch, but it's for like one leg.
A one-leg crutch.
It's pretty... I like it. I saw someone at work with it one time. I guess they also jumped from the
Now Steve's gonna come in, and he's gonna be like, so, I know what happened with you now. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I, too, got like, drunk and jumped from a table.
Gives a little tap, like...
No, we slipped on ice.
We slipped on ice.
What is this we?
No, I'm saying him and
Yes.
We slipped on ice.
Like, dude, I was wearing mine in June. You slipped on ice.
You slipped on ice.
Wink, wink.
That cadence reminds me of, my spoon is too big.
I am a banana.
Oh, gee, I've seen those.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of France. What?
Your cadence. But, yeah, you should get a cape for next time that you drink.
So, at least you look cool on the way down.
Yeah.
I wish one of you guys had been in the wherewithal to be like, Snapchat! Recording!
It just happened so fast.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't.
Steve can move fast when he wants to.
The thing was, he jumps off the table... Bobby's just like, fuck it. None of the other bouncers see. Mm-hmm. And he beelines it for the door. Nobody's none the wiser. And then he comes back, gets his card, and then leaves again.
Yeah, I had to come back in to get my card because there was no way I was paying the fee that they were going to charge if I had to come back in.
It's like a $5 or $10 fee, I think.
It's like 20% of your bill.
Oh, maybe so, that's it. So I don't remember.
The average tip.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Unless you don't want a tip.
No, unless you want to be that tip.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like there. You come back and it's just like, why is there $78 charged in my car? I'm like, oh, we got Pizza Hut the day after. Like, we took it full.
Well, you left it here, so we figured you didn't want it anymore.
Yeah. So we all just, everybody ordered a pizza, and we got pizza wasted, and we just watched the sports ball game.
Sports ball game.
Sports ball, America's greatest pastime.
I just liked when we got back to the house and Will's like, Will drives and he's like, alright. I'm like, okay. Are you gonna help me? He's like, oh, right.
He's just like, alright, you're out, Steve. And like, Steve's just like sitting on the ground, like, I can't get up. I'm gonna freeze to death.
Could you at least help me up the back steps? I can crawl up to the bedroom.
Is that what he did? He helped you up the back steps?
He helped me up the back steps.
You're like that little old woman. I'm just like, can you help me?
Please, young man, can you help me?
Do you need like a life alert? New sponsor.
I want to get a cane with a silver wolf on it and say I was attacked by a wolf and every full moon I turn into a werewolf now.
You're just that crazy guy on the bus. It's just like, don't make eye contact with him. You're just like, let me tell you how I got this cane. Like, oh fuck, it's wolf guy again. Fuck.
Not again.
Ugh, it's going to be the next like.
Well, let me tell you about my bum knee. Like every full moon.
It starts howling.
I'm a spry.
And I climb on the table,
and I jump off of
ice. Slipped on ice.
Man. Slipped on ice.
Table wasn't icy.
No! It was from Steve's spilled drink. We'll say it was a spilt well that was still on the table. Yeah.
It's okay. How's it feel, buddy?
Here's something cool. Not even I have ever climbed on a Murph's table. So you got one step on me there.
That's because you'd hit your head on the ceiling.
Ooh.
What?
I said that's because you'd hit your head on the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't stop me that anyway.
I mean, you hit your head often enough on the lamps.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Maggie and it starts flickering. And
exactly.
Maggie came home, she's like, so what are we not going to do for a while? Not drink.
No, you said jump off table.
Exactly.
So, technically, you did not get hurt from drinking. Yes. You got it's hurt
from jumping off the table. So,
ipso facto, no more tables.
Exactly, no more tables.
We'll get you a high chair for adults.
We'll strap you in. Or actually,
you
I think
beer in a sippy cup so you can't spill it.
Actually, I think the true lesson of this is don't sit Steve in the booth part where he can be blocked off. Have him always on the outside so he can just scoot out.
The ultimate amount of impatience. You get up? No. You guys? Nope. Fuck it.
I think that's the true lesson here. Just make sure Steve is on the outside.
Steve, you just need a really cool handlebar mustache. You'd be like, yeah, I'm a official table jumper.
It's great because, like, everyone's just like, because everyone probably just thought I slipped on ice. So it was like,
I don't believe you. Less people are going to believe the fact that you jumped off a table at Murph's.
That's actually true. Because of you, how you are, far fewer people are going
to
believe
you
that.
You can go into work and say that, and they'll be like, right.
I was walking out of Denny's, and this old man walks up to me. He's like, do you need help getting down that? And I was like, nah, I'm good. Although he was like, he walked over just before I got down. And I got down, and he was like, oh, I was going to come over and help you. I was like, oh, thank you. Actually very nice. And then I walked into the urgent care, and they were like, do you want a wheelchair? I was like,
oh my god.
Yes! they gave me this look like, I've never seen anyone so excited to be in a wheelchair.
Steve just like, whee!
And the first lady at the Med Express, the first nurse of the Med Express was like, oh, I'll put you in. I was like, oh, fine, I won't. I guess you can do that.
She's like, everyone to wheel me in.
So the next nurse, or I guess she was a radiologist or whatever, came into the room and she was like, do you want me to wheel you? I'm like, nah, I got it. She's like, I've never seen someone handle the wheelchair so well before.
Steve's like, I'm a natural. What up?
Murder ball.
He's like leaning back.
Up.
He's like, up leaning back, moving back.
Yeah, he starts popping wheelies.
Right, exactly. Like, yep, my knee hurts like shit, but this is cool.
They see me rolling.
She was most impressed with the fact that I was like, I backed into the room.
Steve's just like, beep, beep, beep. No, I think the only other person I've ever seen jump up on top of Murph's table was Adam when he was hammered that one time.
Adam? Like,
yeah. Ahmed? Yeah.
Oh, I missed that night.
There was one time, it's just around this time last year, actually, because it was like,
right, graduating, yeah.
Pretty much, that's pretty much how it was, and it's the same thing, like, people were just being dicks, and they're like, guys, I need to get out, and they're like, nope, nope, and he's like, alright, an exact same thing, like, no patience at all, because they were going to get up, and he just starts climbing up, and we're like, Adam, get off the table, and he... Mm-hmm. Got off, but on the other side.
Got off on the other side.
Oh my god, you have the voice of an angel.
Thank you.
Satan was an angel.
Well played. Well played. Just enough pause to shoot me the fuck down.
Bang, bang, bang.
Please don't shoot me down.
But, yeah, so that... That sounds like an interesting night that I regret that I missed.
It was coolly weird.
I liked it, even
though... Oh, no. Fucking, Dante, at one point, because Dante and I usually go fuck up the dance floor, and at one point, and then he's like, yo, dance floor? I'm just like, yeah, let me finish as well. So, dance floor's kind of eh, and at one point, he just looks at me, he's just like, you didn't drink enough alcohol. That's your problem. And he's just like, come on, follow me. So I'm just like, what?
Let's go.
And we go up to the front bar, and I see him talking, and he's just like, yeah, fireball, uh-huh, yeah. And the next thing, he just turns around and hands me a shot of fireball, and he's just like, drink this! Okay. Alright, now let's go! This is the most random shit ever.
So. Yeah, just something a little loose. Get you a little loose goosey, loosey up.
Dance floor was.
Wasn't it like completely dead at one point? I never ventured back, but.
It was absolutely like.
It was a slow night overall, too.
Yeah.
It was a DED dead.
I guess people were just like burnt out from the finals or just being pussies.
A lot of people probably just went home early.
I'm about to say, yeah, I imagine. You know, it's going to be slow for the next like month practically now.
Are they going to be open? Because I know like, they don't open like sometimes over breaks.
I don't think they'll be open next weekend, but I think afterwards.
Yeah, they're not open for like 4th of July. Like right around, not 4th. 4th of July? Yay!
They might not be.
That sweater's too big for that cat.
I meant to say New Year's, but yes, there's a cat in a sweater, and it's way too big. Thank you, Steve.
Damn, I wanted to have my birthday at Murph's from New Year's.
I'm sure.
What?
Yeah, lies.
It would be only, like, 20 of us at Murph's, and then you can
see happy random, birthday to you.
Some, like, random
this
stragglers.
This is atrocious.
I mean, you can get a Fat Daddy's.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Get shot.
Or get MRSA.
So
that too.
I know the Steelers is your favorite team, Nick.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to see what the mascot for the Steelers is.
Oh, it's awful.
And I was like, this is atrocious.
No, all the Steelers fans hate the mascot. They only introduced him like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, he's awful.
Yeah, no, all the Steelers fans hate him.
Oh, did you want me to bring him up?
Yes, I want to
I'm
see
him.
Give
up right now.
It's like McSteely's...
Steely McBeam?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god.
That's terrible.
That is a great porn name.
Wow.
No, he's terrible, and everybody hates him.
Steely McBeam? What fucking hungover intern thought of that shit the day of the meeting?
I think they actually had it as like a... Everyone can send in...
He looks like the Thing kind of just got smaller. Like
he looks like a mixture of the Thing and fucking Electro from Spider-Man, and just some weird dude with like a butt chin, like the fucking
wait, did you
crimson chin?
Did I know you have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And you have Netflix. Did you watch that Mascots movie?
No.
No, I heard of that.
But there was...
Was it any good?
It was okay.
It looked... I thought it was a series.
No, it was one of those, like mockumentary... Mockumentary, like...
Oh, gotcha.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, what else did they do?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, stuff like that. But there was a meme I saw on here. It was something along the lines of, and this is why you don't have mascots, or something like that.
We could have our own show, since everybody's getting a fucking show to begin with.
What's the trophy business mascot? We gotta think of this.
Luke falling over drunk.
Yeah, but how do you constantly do that? That sounds exhausting.
I don't know. You tell us. Is it exhausting?
I don't remember usually.
Well, it'll be a flamingo with like a solo cup taped to it.
Oh God!
Alcohol.
Just straight tequila.
This is good. Oh,
done that.
Wow, the Cowboys mascot looks awful too.
There, I don't know if there's any real genuinely good.
The Ravens mascots are dope.
It's just a bird.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool ass bird, a raven.
All right, at least the bird makes sense. Always animals are like,
yeah,
or
they
like
send those
fluffy,
in Game of Thrones for messages,
or like fluffy like things we don't know what they are.
With Steely McBeam,
it's a hey girl. Here, I'll show you my Steely McBeam.
black and yellow.
He carries
black
a Steely McBeam around
yellow.
With him at all times.
Yeah, he does.
That's weird because he's like foam.
Carries a foam steel beam?
Oh my god, this is so bad. I like can't stop looking at them though.
It's like a train.
Are you just looking at
oh my god,
mascots?
What is that?
That is a sexual lightning bolt.
Oh, is that
the Chargers?
Oh. Is that the Chargers?
I don't know.
Are you? You're done. You don't even know what you're looking at anymore.
The rabbit hole's gone too deep. We can't go back.
He's
now.
Just looking at terrible mascots.
Well, it showed up in the Steelers images.
That is not the Steelers. I can promise you that.
It says, "What do you think of the Steelers mascot?" Let me see what it's in a forum. Maybe they say what it is.
I don't know. They can give it a better name than Steely McBeam. That's what I'm Dark Diggler and Steely McBeam in Hard Bodies 18.
Coming to you. Coming on
you. On you, I was about to say.
Summer.
Coming in you.
Oh, okay. No babies.
With consent, of course.
With consent, of course. Of course.
No babies.
That's the whole point.
Like, babies is the point?
No, no babies.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's like you're spinning that wheel of fortune instead of... Big money. No babies.
God damn right. Like, strap up, folks. Don't be stupid. Wear a fucking condom. Don't even rhyme. Just do it.
Electrical tape it up, you know. Just to like, be sure.
No, that is the Chargers mascot, Boltman.
Oh, man.
God.
Sounds like a superhero from the 80s that failed.
It does.
Oh, my God.
Kind of looks like one,
awful.
Too.
Oh my god!
That's the stuff of nightmares right there.
That's the Power Rangers
like
Clash.
It is! That's
like
exactly what that is. That is a Power Rangers villain.
Oh my god.
And that's the one that keeps coming back, like fucking Eye Guy, when it came back for like 3 episodes.
Uh huh.
That is the weirdest O face I've ever seen.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah! He's just so happy.
Wait,
he can't stop smiling.
He has different heads. He switches off the heads.
I don't know what's more disturbing.
Well. Well.
So he has different facial expressions.
This is too deep for me.
Right? Who?
Yeah.
How do they have that much dedication?
San Diego, man. San Diego.
How much
it's a nice place.
That's a lot of money to spend on a foam costume.
I agree.
Nothing is wrong. I've been to San Diego. It was fantastic.
I've heard awesome.
Oh, God, this one's terrible.
Oh, God.
It's like they tried to morph the Flash into it.
Again, I agree with Marcus. He looks like a Power Rangers villain.
I'm sorry I got us on this. It's just...
Well, can't look away.
We'll have to post pictures for you people to see later.
Yes.
As you can see, the fucking visual monstrosity... that these freaking things are.
Oh my god, they have them throughout history.
How much do you think mascots get paid?
I don't know, that's a good question.
Like, you dress up to look like an idiot, and he's absolutely
that,
absurd.
You thought
costumes.
That one was of nightmares?
Oh,
dear lord.
No, that was throughout history.
Oh.
Yes, that's a whole
he's
team.
Either way.
Regardless, it's hideous.
That one's the worst.
I think the one where he doesn't have, like, pants and stuff. Like,
1996, where he just looks like he's ass stark naked.
Yes! And, like, the bolt points down between his legs, like, that's his dick.
Like some sort of weird sexual block of cheese.
Exactly!
Like, it's like he lost, like, buff in 1998. It's like,
He got off roids.
That's right, that must have been what happened.
Yeah,
Then he got back on the roids a little bit in 2000, and got really onto the roids again, and went less on the roids in 2013.
He just decided, you know, he had to let his balls grow a little bit.
It's just, oh my god, these are fucking wonderful.
Straight down that rabbit hole. Who knows how far it goes?
Steve, we're going to have to confiscate your phone for the rest of the
week. I think you're going to have to.
Steve, I think you should just be a mascot. Because you can, like, the highest paid mascots in the MLB make $600 an hour.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Highest paid.
That's pretty dope.
So
if you're, like, an MLB mascot, you're a mascot every game. Like,
so
actually, they did this. They said, refs are more influenced by whatever side they're on. If they're cheering for, if people are like, no, that wasn't a foul, they're susceptible to, like, being, like, tricked into thinking it wasn't a foul. Mm. So if you have a mascot on over one side doing stuff, the mascot can actually
influence the game.
Yeah.
The mascot becomes another player.
But refs get paid a shit ton too, so they gotta gotta lock that shit down. Like, don't be influenced. Above the influence. Don't
care. Above the influence of obnoxious fans and mascots.
There's literally no way to prevent that.
It's a psychological thing.
I get it's a subconscious psychological thing. But they should be stronger. Get trained by the CIA.
Have you got trained for this?
Be mentally stronger.
There's like a referee, like, get smart type thing.
Exactly. Exactly. They put him through all this mental torture to be like, we have to make sure you are ready.
They're just waterboarding the refs. Like,
exactly.
Hey, don't fuck up.
I hope this is just some guy at random.
Can you just not for the rest of this episode?
Okay.
No one knows what you're talking about because they can't see.
And the entire time we're just like, look how awful this is.
Sorry.
This is audio, Steve.
It's like Steve behind closed doors in the bathroom.
Look at it. It's not even
so
a flash.
Bad.
Look how awful
it looks like a Power Ranger villain.
No.
Do we have Maggie, come look at this. Come look at this.
Do we have two plungers? Can that do it? Should I just take it out and, like, throw it out the window?
Why is it orange?
All right, give me a Glad bag.
Do I have a doggy bag?
I'm gonna need Eye of the Tiger real quick. If you wouldn't mind queuing that up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, the stock prices of Tesla have gone up recently. Yeah, I'm formal as fuck.
It probably has. He met with Trump.
Well, no, this one guy that I went to school with at York, he got in, like, he bought stock in Tesla when it was like $2 a share.
That's
so
awesome.
He's a multimillionaire now.
God dang.
And he's like 24, 25.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's fucking nice.
How about that time machine we're going to build?
Yeah, right? How about it?
That's how
it like buy stock in Tesla, Netflix, Amazon,
Apple,
Sirius.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Forrest Gump bought all the Apple stock.
That's true.
We want to make this thing called Google. We pitched it to Yahoo, and Yahoo didn't want it. That's the story behind Google.
Yeah. They had the algorithm and everything
for the search engine.
Yeah. And they were like, we think our algorithm's better than the one that you use. And they were like, no, we're good with ours. And they were like, well, yeah. I guess we'll do this.
Is Yahoo still functional?
Like, they're pretty much like...
Or they're obsolete compared to Google,
security issues right now going on.
Yeah.
I heard there was a recent, like, huge server hack for Yahoo email addresses.
Well, it's bigger than they thought it was. It's like 2 million or 8 billion or something.
I think it's like 500 or 5 million customers.
Yeah.
Yeah, who definitely fucked themselves over.
Yeah. They're like, this little startup Google, they're not going to do anything. We're just going to keep putting out our commercials of Yahoo!
Totally marketable.
If you guys remember those from back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I remember watching that movie Frequency. Have you ever seen
that? Is that with the ham radio? Like,
yeah, the ham radio.
Talks to his dad through time, yeah.
And he tells his best friend to buy Yahoo stock. Yeah. That's like the one thing I remember about that movie, is he tells his one friend to buy Yahoo stock.
Like, it's gonna be huge! You just gotta make sure you sell it off at a certain point.
Right, because it's done.
Pump and dump. Pump and dump. Let's go.
Essentially, it's just gonna like get fucking ginormous and then hemorrhage money.
Well, I thought Yahoo was bought by a Chinese company now. Wasn't it?
It was bought by a cell phone company, I think.
Okay.
Your Yahoo phone. That sounds cool.
every single time you get a phone call or a text, Yahoo!
Fire. Fuck you. Light it on fire. Fuck that.
You just see, like
take a jackhammer
piles and piles of Yahoo phones just on fire.
Well, you know, we figured out, we figured out what Luke's ringtone would be for certain people and what his text would be. His text tones, we figured out, were just going to be the trophy husband's laughing. And then we figured out one of his, like, for certain people on his phone, his ringtone would be booty, 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 booty cow! Booty, 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 booty cow!
Yeah, because that's not misogynistic.
Yeah, it's better than the one you have now. It's just like, hey, yo, girl, let me smell that butt!
We were at...
Is that a thing?
When we were at the
check
urgent...
Phone.
When we were at the urgent care...
I'm concerned now. What did you do with my phone?
I didn't have anything to your phone.
I know.
Well, with you.
No, lastly, you and Will took some Snapchats.
Yeah.
And then one picture where you look like a 50-year-old man. The baby face is gone.
Dude, the fucking lighting was terrible.
Yeah, it's totally.
It's just the lighting.
Well, you got, oh, fuck, we gotta fix that stuff.
God.
Can you shine this thing that way? Just, like, reflector that. Give me a little bit of gold.
Exactly.
Gold set.
Exactly.
That's one thing, as guys, we don't... Well, I don't know about guys in general, but I just don't... I hate taking fucking pictures of myself.
I always feel like I look like a serial killer in mine. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't look right at
like,
all.
Girls do
selfie!
It. No, girls will do it until they get a good one. So they'll spend 10, 15 minutes. I'm just like, two selfies in, I'm like, fuck it's this like, shit, I've got stuff to do.
Like, I gotta drink this beer.
I just...
It's an art.
I don't really care. I you see, I never had the issue of... There's some people, and I know you're not like that, Marcus, but there's some people who are like, oh my god, I hate being in pictures and blah, 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 blah. I never had that just because my dad's a photographer, so I grew up constantly having my picture taken.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? Some pictures are gonna look great, some pictures are gonna look like hell. So I'm like, whatevs.
But if I'm taking it, I'm making sure I don't look bad.
No, that's why I'm there to take all of those terrible pictures of you and then post them online.
Fine, it's like, well, you did this to me. So.
No, you did it to yourself.
I just hate when like you're trying to do something and you're out with your friends and like the fun's going and they're like, alright, we gotta stop everything we're doing
and
right now.
Get a group picture.
Get a group picture to show how much fun we're having. Like, so we have to stop having fun to take a picture.
And then try to start continuing fun again.
To have more fun. Like, there was one time like, years ago, I went, we went mini golfing. It was like me and my cousins, and we were just hanging out. My cousin was just one of those, oh my gosh, hold on one, gotta take a picture,
I did it,
yay! And I'm just like, this is taking so long because you need pictures for everything. Like, my teeth hurt. Can we just play the freaking game? Like, why?
What happened to you with pictures?
I just don't... You don't understand. Like, here's
the therapy session with Marcus.
No.
Marcus is up on his soapbox again.
PTSD flashbacks from a camera.
The flash, it's so strong.
He's like, Polaroids!
It's just so annoying to me that we have to stop having fun to show people that we're having fun to continue having fun.
Well, no, I get
that.
The concept. Yeah, like, I like taking candid pictures, and then you're like, no one's looking.
Like, you can capture that exact moment as opposed to
doing exactly one.
What about that Snapchat we did last night?
That was just amazing.
We were having fun as fuck.
Yeah, that thing is golden. Yeah.
Like, with me, it's funny because I take a good bit of pictures and whatnot, but at the same time, I'm very rarely that person like, okay, everybody get together, or like, I might do it to like one or two people, like, oh, like, because they, like, Friday was a perfect example because, Gabby had on, like, little antler kind of things, and I had on a Christmas hat. I was like, Gabby, we should take a picture. Like, that's all. But
yeah.
Travis is always the one who will always get on my case about it, since I'm the one who takes the pictures. Right. He's like, we need a group picture. We need a group picture. We need a group. And I'm like, all right, then tell everybody, because I'm not going to stop everyone. Like, I don't really care that much.
I don't like looking at memories.
I don't mind.
Leave them in the past.
Always keep them in the past.
I don't need nostalgia.
I don't mind that. It's just way more effort than I want to contribute. Because, let's be honest, like, it takes a little bit to take a decent picture, and then, like, like, how many times have we been out? It's just like, you see people taking a picture? No.
It's bad light. I wasn't smiling. I was blinking.
Yeah, like, 7 minutes go by and they finally have one picture. Like, by that, I'm, like, banging my head against the wall. I'm just like, can we just do this? Get it done.
With me, I take one, maybe two pictures, and I'm like, alright, if it don't look good, too bad, I'm using the best looking one.
They should start doing at bars. They should start doing what they do on amusement park rides.
Yep.
Just random cameras flashing throughout the night.
You know that one specific... You always know, like, specific spots have camera thing.
Oh, man, if only. Then we could have a picture of Steve, like, mid-jump. With a look, like, halfway between, like, this is great, and then, this was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm also kind of in Steve's camp, where I'll take a picture, and it's like, oh, God, oh.
Please don't ever post that. Please, get rid of that now. Delete it.
Like,
here, give me
burn it.
I'll
burn
delete it for you. Is that a Yahoo phone? Let me burn that.
I'm just like, what kind of fucking decrepit Muppet do I look like? I need to burn this thing now. I just haven't mastered it. And I know that's one of the things, like, in this day and age, taking good pictures, as much as it's just asinine, it's one of those things, like, if you have a profile picture where you look like shit in a handbag, nobody's going to want to talk to you.
It is a necessity of the times.
If it's you in a white t-shirt playing a video game, no one's going to want to be around you.
Yeah, this guy probably just wears white t-shirts and plays games all day. Who the fuck wants to do that? Probably smells like Mountain Dew and Cheeto dust.
You open the door and just cheer dust blast.
Exactly.
What's up, bro?
It's a sweet mix of just Linkin Park and Darude remixes.
Oh, God.
Can I get an encore?
I don't want more.
It would probably be like Code Red everywhere.
Cans of Code Red or Pitch Black. Game Fuel. Or... the fucking kickstart, just like
yep. No thanks. And that's exactly what would happen if you put up that picture. That's why you need to look pretty in every single picture.
I know, but it's too much fucking work, and I get frustrated. And it's kind of like, all right, I'm gonna take a sweet picture.
Well, even getting a job now requires taking a sweet picture. Like,
yeah, it's just like
LinkedIn.
Oh.
I gotta put a sweet picture up there, me in a business outfit, and going.
It's just like, oh man, this guy's really great. He has very good credentials.
Oh, but he does not take a good picture.
Graduate top of his class, but he just looks like it's like something a baboon vomited on a small child, and that's his face.
Wow!
Like, this person over here, their credentials are shit, but look at that selfie. That's a top-notch... Is that fucking Vegas? Are they like a Ferris wheel?
This is a fun guy. We want him in the company.
There's like a fountain in the background. They're like, fireworks going off. He's got his girlfriend next to him, took a picture. He's like, yeah!
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Well, I noticed that with wedding pictures now, because now we're at that age where everyone's
getting married.
Everyone posts wedding pictures.
Not if I don't look at them.
I don't have to say congrats if I'm not aware of it. Ignorance is fucking bliss.
Thank you.
wasn't invited, didn't see shit happen. Oh, you're married now?
That must suck.
You trying to drink or what? Like, what the fuck's going on?
What
does that
mean? What do you say to married couples? Like, how is the maybe making babies thing going? Like,
it's like, a really nice casserole.
Like, I can't remember what comedian it is, but like, he says, like, it's like, guy's talking to his girlfriend or his wife's parents, like, yeah, we're trying to get pregnant is the best, nicest way of trying to saying I'm constantly fucking your daughter.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We're trying to get pregnant, but I swear, it's just like, every time we keep on forgetting that she's on birth control. You know.
Oops, these are just practice runs.
The morning after pills is like right above the cereal, they just fall in there sometime.
God.
It's like, did you just put something in her fucking drink? It's actually the morning after pill. I crushed it up. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Don't worry, but she'll be fine.
I think the morning after pill is important, but like, there's some time. Because the one time she took the morning after pill, and like, it gives you like cramps and everything.
Yeah, yeah, essentially.
Well, I mean, it's like a gigantic dose of
birth control all at once, essentially. Yeah. Like,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
They just want to sleep all day, too.
Well, yeah, it's just like you're...
Well, it's taking all the energy, though, like...
Yeah, their body just got fucking kamehameha'd so they can have a baby.
It's right in the
cooch. I just hear Ryu in there going, Shoryuken, kamehameha!
Damn, Ryu and Goku? Like, fuck. Fucking eggs were scrambled by that point.
Oh my god.
Let's just throw Superman in there while we're at it.
Deep vision!
God!
Scrambled eggs. Anybody?
Grundy, anyone?
Oh, God.
Do you like your eggs hard boiled?
Fuck! Okay.
Too far? Too far.
Too far! Too far!
Let's reel that back in.
That's like, scientists apparently are working on male birth control. How the fuck that works?
I wouldn't be fine. I'd be fine.
If they found, because there was the one test that got shut down because, like, men were, like, became completely infertile after them, so they shut that test down. If they find a way to refine it and make it safe, I will take that in a heartbeat.
Right.
No fucking problem.
But still, there's still, like, all sorts of the creepy crawlies that people. That's the thing, like, they're just like, oh, we can't get pregnant now, and then, but your balls are gonna fall off in the shower.
Well, that they make the pill so that doesn't happen. Like,
that's
they
why
do
they
more
got super glue.
They do more. God damn
it. Wow!
We'd like to thank Gorilla Glue for being.
Don't you mean the special Harambe glue they're putting out now?
Oh, my brain hurts.
Yeah.
But, are they really putting a Harambe glue now?
No, it was a joke.
Well, it's patented.
The copyright trophy husbands will get all the sympathy if we say, like, 30% of it goes to saving animals.
Each glue bottle has a gorilla blood drop in it.
Yeah, 30% of profits go to taking away guns from zoos.
Oh!
We'd like to
admit to make bigger fences.
Sure, you can't let your stupid kids fall in.
There was a meme of a parent holding their.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Not even a year, they're already sacrificing.
They're already sacrificing their children to Harambe.
I think it was like Trevor Noah's, like, he just hosted the Daily Show. They do like a yearly show at the end of the year, and they did. There's the other night. It's like 2016 was such a shitty year. If Harambe was still alive, he would have shot himself.
Oh, damn! Wow!
You know what? I'm kind of happy all the David Bowie and Al Rickman time.
They don't have to see everything.
You'll see the downfall of society.
David Bowie would be very disappointed.
See, but that's the thing. You can... This is my main issue with him. This is my soapbox right now, and I'm just...
do it! Preach it!
I'm just going to say this once. I have an issue with him going on Twitter and saying things about companies and saying, oh, we're going to do deals with these people, and Boeing shouldn't be charging that much money for the next Air Force One, and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, you can't go out there. You're the president-elect, and you can't go out there and manipulate the market like that. Like, mm-hmm. that's not something you should be doing.
I don't think he realizes the power that he has
no.
now.
No, I think he does, and he's just doing it. Like, that's... It's not cool.
Skynet, become self-aware.
Well, did you see about how his tweet, it was like yesterday or this morning, about he misspelled unprecedented? He said it was spelled unprecedented. Like, this is an unprecedented occurrence. I can't remember what it was about. But then Webster's Dictionary replied and said, huh, unprecedented. We're not finding that word in our dictionary. And then replied again and said, huh? The definition of huh. You usually put at the end of sentence when someone is incredibly confused.
Right. Wow, Webster, yeah. Throwing it down.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw a non sequitur in there for a second. We went to the grocery store and I stayed in the car because of my bum leg. Now, and I sent Maggie a text to say, hey, call me when you need me to pick you up. I'm hard right now. I meant to say I'm parked right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Steve, if you just want to let her know, you just throw it out there.
Just, by the way.
And Google was just like, you're hard right now. All right. We'll do that.
That is amazing.
Can't win for losing day.
That is amazing.
Oh, Steven. You're funny. I said that to you a lot last night. It's still
true. Let me know when you want me to pick you up. By the way, I'm hard right now.
It doesn't say, by the way, I'm hard right now. It just says, I'm hard right now.
No formality. Just out here gunslinging. Shoot him up, Steve.
It's like the scene in what do you call it? Pew, pew. Something about Mary when he's like, you can't go out there with a loaded gun. You gotta...
So,
That's beautiful.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
It's a rare occurrence. But I feel like between what will be last week's episode and this week's episode, the stories of Steve for Friday and Saturday have provided the main basis of the comedy for these episodes. It's normally Luke Steve!
Dude, I serve a purpose. It's cool.
But Steve, this weekend, have just decided, you know what? I'm knocking it out of the park.
You really fucking went for it. I was very happy.
I made several grand slams.
Yeah. She really did, between the stomach ache.
And there it goes.
End of the night, fall off the table, walk off.
She's just like, I got too much dignity for right now.
It's been a while.
It's time to cash in these tickets.
Dignity tickets.
Essentially all that it is.
They like just... hand out coupons at the beginning of the year. They're like, alright, everyone gets 10 dignity tickets.
Why is Luke, like...
Can you borrow some of yours? I'm out already.
Luke, it's January... Luke, it's January 3rd. I know.
Why are you not investing your dignity tickets? We told you to invest them.
Look, I can't help it that my birthday is January 1st. Just doesn't work out well.
December 31st.
Or December
31st. Like, yeah, but like, you start off the new year like, yeah, birthday. Let's bring this in right. So, you lose them all like the morning of January 1st. Like, from like 12:01 a.m. to like 8 a.m.
We came up with an investment plan and everything for you. A 401 dignity.
401D.
401D, there we go.
Excuse me, ma'am. Let's talk stocks.
Step into my office.
There's nothing but beanbags here in lava lamps. I know.
You know.
Are you sure you want to hold on to those dignity tickets?
You can have them.
See, there's fucking like loan programs. Just like, so you need 20 dignity tickets by tomorrow. Call us.
The interest rate on dignity tickets is
sky high.
Don't care, need it.
It's like 20%.
Need it.
But how do you pay that back?
You don't. That's how you think credit cards work. You don't pay it back.
Oh, snap! Fuck!
Oh my god.
It went from ha-ha to real, real fast. You better check out that interest rate on those dignity tickets, son.
Well, now we ain't getting no, not getting any sponsor from Visa or MasterCard.
Hey, they lower their interest rate? I would. I'll take it back.
Discovery? Anyone? Nope.
Rush card? What?
Rush card.
I don't even know what that is.
Essentially like a prepaid credit card.
Yeah. Okay. Maggie was going to send, what do you call it, those Visa cards.
Gift cards.
I said to her, I was like, why don't you just send them a check? Because you're, like, wasting $5.
To get the card,
the card. Like,
a lot of people do that with drug money. They'll put them on Visa cards.
That makes sense.
Because you can't track it. And then they'll come in and put, like, $200 on a card and then just dip, you know?
Boom.
I have this $100 Visa card that I bought, like, a long time ago. I was like, there can't be still money on this. I was like, there's $5 on this.
Score!
Vending machine.
Why, yes, I will get this egg salad sandwich from this gas station. Maybe it'll have tapeworm.
It's been sitting here for the past 8 days.
It'll be delicious.
It'll be like Futurama, where Fry eats a sandwich and gets really smart.
Exactly.
That'd be great, because then they fix my knee.
Nanobots. From the future.
But on that, let's call it a sod, guys.
God damn it.
I'm against this.
It was kind of funny.
It's becoming a thing now.
Stop trying to make it happen, Gretchen. Like, what the fuck?
Gretchen came up with it once on Twitter and everyone just jumped on it.
Fucking Gretchen, bro. Get in your horrible shopping. Anyway.
Damn sex bud.
What the fuck?
Alright, I'm Steve. I'll see you.
I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, all under NLenz42. That's NLENZ 42.
Oh my god. Do you need a minute?
Just take it away, my bro.
I'm Luke. You can find me at HUKE_LOOVER for Twitter and Instagram. And Hook Louver, same thing, _ for Snapchat. I wish you guys could see the funny stuff Steve did.
It was fantastic.
For once, it wasn't like we're not laughing at my expense. And honestly, I kind of miss it already. So.
Wasn't me, wasn't you.
Get back to it next week.
Don't worry. I'll say next weekend, well, actually, you've recorded beforehand, probably. But next weekend, it'll be right before New Year's, so you know.
Right. Oh, man. New Year's podcast.
We should actually do a podcast like at New Year's. I think it'd be fucking
hot. I mean, if we're at Franco's.
Yeah, we like start and just like, hey guys, what do you want to say about New Year's? Like, bring someone in real
quick. Okay. I said we didn't do a podcast at the dinner last night.
I was thinking about that. I was honest to God thinking about that. I'm like, this is just really, really funny.
It's because we're still running fresh off the episode.
Probably.
Like, everybody that was there was good too. Like Will and John and Tom, they were all.
On par.
Yeah, they were all amazing. But, now that
and we're too busy taking our Snapchat selfies.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing Snapchat gold.
Yep, doing Snapchat gold. I'm gonna step my selfie game up. It's gonna come fucking immaculate. I'm gonna, like, write a term paper or some shit. How to take a good selfie with Marcus. But anyway, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at QUEZMAV. And then on Snapchat, it's SIRMAV.
And then you can always find the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. You're going to find some great stuff up there, like Steve's picture from the other night. We're going to be posting up hopefully posting up Steve's one Snapchat from the other night, because it was the epitome of trophy husbands. But in the meantime, have a good day, have a good life, have a good week. Next episode, I guess, I think next episode actually, is it the first? Is January 1st? Is that a Tuesday? I think it is.
No, January 1st is Sunday.
Yeah, because Christmas is a Sunday.
So yeah.
Okay, yeah. Google. When is January 1st?
Oh, you don't believe me? This falls off tables. I mean, ice.
Damn it, it didn't tell me. It just said it's a Gregorian calendar.
Damn it!
The day itself is one Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
What drugs are you taking, Google?
Okay, Google, what drugs are you on? Anyway, everyone, have a good time, have a good life, have a good week. Catch us always every single Tuesday on #TrophyTuesdays for new episodes. Peace!